The group's called MP4. Now, we all know politicians left to their own devices get out all sorts of things, both inside and outside of politics. Take Bill Clinton, president of the USA. He had lots of interests besides politics. Oh, but he's only one of eight presidents who share the distinction of, guess what? He's a musician. Like John Quincy Adams, Chester Alan Arthur, Thomas Jefferson, Richard Nixon, Harry Truman, Woodrow Wilson. Almost a band of presidents. But sadly, they're separated by centuries. Then there's our lot. Oh, we had Edward Heath. He fancied himself as a conductor, probably more than the orchestras he conducted did. And notably, more recently, Tony Blair, guitarist extraordinary. He's recently taken to cancelling public appointments. Nevertheless, happily enough for us, no such modesty from my guest this afternoon, who's one quarter of the living legend of parliamentarians that make up MP4. Kevin Brennan, MP for Cardiff West, welcome.
Thank you, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. Legends in our own imaginations, we are.
Something like that. I mean, you are the only parliamentarian pop group ever, really, aren't you?
Well, we think so. We haven't really found evidence that anyone's had, you know, a complete band lineup of elected members previously. So we think we were probably the first.
And tell me about the other two, first of all.
Well, yes,
three. Sorry,
yeah. There are three. I mean, the drummer is a guy called Greg Knight, who's a Conservative Member of Parliament for East Yorkshire. The keyboard player is someone called Pete Wishart, who actually is, you know, made a career in music as a keyboard player for Runrig.
That's right.
Which some of the listeners may have known, and they still got a big fan base out there. Scottish band, sort of yep. folk rock. And then our bass player is a chap called Ian Causey, who was until the election in May, the MP for Brigham and Goole. Unfortunately, he lost his seat, so he's we're going to have to consider whether we rename the band, keep him on, or hold X Factor style auditions in the House of Commons to replace him. We haven't quite decided yet.
Well, that would be fun. But according to your schedule, you're in the middle of rehearsing at the moment. Is that still happening?
Yeah, we have got some gigs to fulfil. We're playing in Manchester at the Labour Party conference. Although we're a cross-party band, we've always agreed we play at each other's conferences if invited. So we're doing something there for the Daily Mirror and UK Music in Manchester. And we're also doing a Help for Heroes gig in Surrey later on in October. We've been invited down there to try and raise some money for Help for Heroes. So we've got a couple of live performances upcoming.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to you about Help for Heroes in a bit, but let's talk about music. I'm really impressed that you know your music, and Rock and Roll Heaven sounded like a kind of musical manifesto when you listen to the words.
Well, I think the idea of it really was that there are songs, and often tribute songs, to the great, you know, the great musicians who've passed beyond into the other side, to that great gig in the sky, but very rarely to the guys who ply their trade all the way through and never quite make it. Perhaps a little bit like those of us in MP4 down the years, and you know, the roadie and the guy who plays in the local pub or club all those years and is still at it in their 50s and 60s, and you know, but for a quirk of fate, never quite made it. And it's really a song for all those people. And if you listen to the lyrics, that's really what it's about. The guy who drives the van, who, you know, packs all the amps, who makes sure the band gets paid, and is still working at it right throughout his life, if never quite making it big.
Now, I was kind of joking in the intro about musicians and politics, but I'm sure everyone out there is thinking, how on earth does a politician, one who's on the opposition front bench, used to be a minister, how on earth do you have time just to keep up the skill level to perform and not be embarrassed about it?
Well, that's a very good point, actually. I think the band would have been totally not worked if we were completely useless. I mean, we can play. We may not be sort of, you know, I may not be Jimmy Page or, you know, kind of whatever. But we can, we're competent enough to play. And we've all of us had experience of playing music at a reasonable level prior to being in the band. The other three more so than me, if anything, actually.
Right.
And so that was the basis for it. And the guy who produced the record for us, Robin Miller, who's produced people like Sade, you know, the Fine Young Cannibals, really got a great CV. He wouldn't have agreed to do it if he thought, you know, it would be a complete embarrassment to him.